Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1179, Caffeine Withdrawal Headache, Why It Happens and What You Can Do, by Stephanie Watson with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I love reading to you from Healthline.com. That's because they look at the research, they look at the scientific evidence before writing their articles. So let's hear what they have to say about caffeine withdrawal and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Caffeine Withdrawal Headache, Why It Happens and What You Can Do, by Stephanie Watson with Healthline.com. Overview. Although many people associate caffeine withdrawal with high levels of consumption, according to Johns Hopkins Medicine, dependency can form after drinking one small cup of coffee, about 100 milligrams of caffeine, a day. Listen on to learn how peppermint, ice, and other therapies can help ease your headache and reduce your reliance on caffeine overall. Why headaches happen. Caffeine narrows the blood vessels in your brain. Without it, your blood vessels widen. The resulting boost in blood flow could trigger a headache or result in other symptoms of withdrawal. 1. Taken over-the-counter or OTC pain reliever. Several OTC pain relievers can help relieve headache pain, including ibuprofen like Advil and Midol, acetaminophen like Tylenol, or aspirin like Bayer or Bufferin. These medications are typically taken once every 4 to 6 hours until your pain subsides. Your dosage will depend on the type and strength of the pain reliever. One way to ease a caffeine withdrawal headache, as well as other headaches, is to take a pain reliever that includes caffeine as an ingredient. Not only does caffeine help your body absorb the medication more quickly, it makes these drugs 40% more effective. It's important to remember that caffeine consumption of any kind will contribute to your body's dependence. Whether you let withdrawal run its course or resume consumption is up to you. If you do take a pain reliever, limit your use to twice a week. Taking these medications too often can lead to rebound headaches. 2. Apply topical peppermint oil. Some research suggests that topical menthol, peppermint's active ingredient, may help soothe headaches by reducing inflammation and relaxing tight muscles. In fact, a 2016 study claims that topical peppermint oil may be as effective as acetaminophen at relieving tension headaches. If you want to give it a try, gently massage 2 to 3 drops of peppermint oil into your forehead or temples. This oil can be safely applied without being diluted, though you're welcome to mix it in with a carrier oil such as coconut oil. 3. Stay hydrated. If you regularly drink coffee or other caffeinated beverages, increasing your water intake can help reduce your risk for related headaches. Caffeine can make you urinate more, increasing the amount of fluid you lose. Too little fluid in your body, or dehydration, can make your brain shrink in volume. When your brain shrinks, it pulls away from your skull. This sets off pain receptors in the protective membrane surrounding the brain, which could trigger a headache. The amount of fluid each person needs to stay hydrated can vary. A good rule of thumb is to drink 8 cups of water per day. 4. Apply an ice pack. Ice is a go-to remedy for many people who get migraines. Applying an ice pack to your head can help ease headache pain by altering blood flow or numbing the area. Another option is putting the ice pack on the back of your neck. In a small study, researchers placed a cold pack over the carotid artery in patients' necks. The cold treatment reduced migraine pain by about a third. 5. Stimulate your pressure points. Various points around your body correlate to your health. These are called pressure points or acupoints. Pressing on certain pressure points may help relieve headaches, in part by easing muscle tension. Researchers in a 2010 study found that 1 month of acupressure treatment relieved chronic headaches better than muscle relaxants. You can try acupressure at home. One point that's tied to headaches is located between the base of your thumb and your index finger. When you have a headache, try firmly pressing on this point for 5 minutes. Make sure you repeat the technique on the opposite hand. 6. Get some rest. Some people find that taking a nap or hitting the hay early can help relieve headache pain. In a small 2009 study, 81% of participants with persistent tension headaches cited sleep as the most effective way to find relief. The relationship between sleep and migraine relief has also been noted. That said, sleep has a peculiar connection to headaches. For some people, sleep is a headache trigger, and for others, it's an effective treatment. You know your body best. 7. Satisfy your caffeine craving. If other measures aren't providing relief, you may consider giving in to your caffeine craving. Although this is a surefire way to soothe your symptoms, doing so will contribute to your dependence. The only way to break this cycle is to cut back on or give up caffeine entirely. Other symptoms of caffeine withdrawal. Caffeine withdrawal symptoms may start within 24 hours of your last intake. If you quit cold turkey, symptoms may last up to a week. Along with headaches, withdrawal symptoms can include fatigue, sleepiness, low energy, low mood, and trouble concentrating. How to reduce your dependence on caffeine. One way to avoid caffeine withdrawal headaches is to reduce your dependence on caffeine. However, you could end up with even more headaches if you go cold turkey. The best way is to cut back slowly. You should aim to reduce your intake by about 25% each week. For example, if you usually drink 4 cups of coffee a day, go down to 3 cups a day for the first week. Continue to cut back until you get down to 1 or 0 cups a day. If you crave the taste of coffee, switch to decaf. You may consider using a food diary to track how much caffeine you're getting. This will help you cut back on other sources of caffeine, such as black tea, soda, and chocolate. Switching to non-caffeinated alternatives such as herbal tea, seltzer with fruit juice, and carob may help. The bottom line. Most people can manage caffeine dependence or reduce their reliance without medical intervention. You should make an appointment with your doctor if your headaches are accompanied by nausea, weakness, fever, double vision, and confusion. You should also see your doctor if your headaches happen more frequently or increase in severity. You just listened to the post titled, Caffeine Withdrawal Headache, Why It Happens and What You Can Do by Stephanie Watson with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Luckily for many folks, caffeine withdrawal symptoms aren't super intense. The most frequently cited withdrawal symptoms are, as Stephanie mentioned, headache and fatigue. Usually, these symptoms pop up after a tolerance to caffeine has been built, meaning the body has become used to receiving doses of caffeine. But when it doesn't get this dose, it can start to crave it. And these cravings can get expressed as headache and feeling tired or fatigued. Everyone responds differently to caffeine, so it's important to know how you feel after consuming it. For me, my morning cup of coffee is something I look forward to. I like drinking a cup of plain black coffee about an hour before a workout. But I also know that drinking coffee anytime after 1 PM will likely prevent me from falling asleep later in the evening. For some reason, I'm just more sensitive to its effects. Now, I encourage you to find these patterns as well. As Stephanie said, if you suspect caffeine is causing you to feel less than your best for whatever reason, keeping a food journal can help you pinpoint whether caffeine is the culprit or something else entirely. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.